We continue to hear in the Gospel of Matthew, what is called the Sermon on the Mountain. We began on a Sunday reflection on that just two or three Sundays ago, and we began meditate on Jesus saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." That was the beginning of this, and ever since we've been hearing this message of Jesus, this is teaching. Now he's talking about the commandments, but not only the commandments, but sometimes the common understanding of his time, of the people. And what is interesting and should question ourselves as well is that Jesus is challenging his disciples. Jesus is challenging the crowd, those who were listening to him. And I do hope that he's challenging us as well. That's why we read the sacred scriptures. Some people will read sacred scriptures, of course, there are so many reasons, but looking for answers, for questions in life, they will search in sacred scriptures consolation when they are, in moments that they need a word, an uplifting word. But sometimes, or most of the times, we will be surprised and challenging. And I think it's very hard to get a challenge higher than what we get today. The first reading, Moses is talking to the people and say, "Be holy, as God is holy." Jesus is saying, "Be perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect." And then we can question, how is that possible? How can we be as holy as God, or as perfect as God? Of course, what they are saying is, what is the goal? What is the finishing line that we see for ourselves, for our lives? Where are we reaching? And that should be holiness, because we are trying to get into heaven. And heaven is the place where only holy people will enter. So if you're not there yet, and we are not, we still have some work to do. Yet what is holiness? It's difficult to define. We do have, many examples and our heroes in faith and models that we call the saints. They lived a life, exemplary life in the faith in Jesus. But sometimes we hear in or we were taught about heaven as a place with angels, probably sitting comfortably in clouds, white clouds, with a harp and playing the harp. I don't know if you've seen those images. That's sometimes what we imagine, the heaven. And then you look at that, and you might think, how boring is heaven? How long can you go? No, that's for all eternity. Either you have to play, maybe you have to sing. Not all of us will have that gift, so then you have to listen. And that goes on and on for all eternity. Maybe that vision is not what holiness is all about. Because once you get bored and say, well, this is boring, then people will start saying, the other side, there's so much excitement. You don't have a dull moment. So why heaven? Why bother? What you want is to have fun in life. Why not have fun in the afterlife as well? So, don't bother about that. And the values and the way we see things, they become upside down. Like, as children, probably we heard fairy tales or heroes with superpowers or not. Most of the times they were the good guys or girls. And then lately it seems that people got tired of that goodness as well. And they start showing that whoever was the villain or the witch or they were the one that had an interesting life. And we kind of like and say, well, they should deserve also their story told, and they become the new hero. But not a hero of goodness, but evil. And then we do not know anymore. It comes to a point, what is goodness? What is the evil things in life? You know, everything comes mixed up. And here we are called to be holy. Holiness is not by far something that we seek and we wait to happen. It is what we believe in and how we live our lives. It is a daily journey. We're not holy yet, but we should walk on the path to holiness, doing goodness, justice, even to those that we believe could not deserve it. That's what Jesus is questioning us. Should not repay evil with evil. We should not mind walking an extra mile. Jesus is saying, don't do only the usual things. Even bad people will like those who are like them. We are called to like those who are perhaps think like we think, but also to love the one who thinks differently. And that's a challenge. And that's the challenge that when we are able to do that, that's when we are walking on the way towards holiness, towards perfection. Of course, we're never going to be equal as God, but it's a way of saying that we do have to have that goal, that aim in front of us in our lives. Jesus is challenging us to get out of our comfort zone and say, well, I do what I'm, you know, doing this, I'm fine with that. And no, he said, what is one more thing that we do? He doesn't want us to be just the average person. He wants more, not the usual one. He is asking from us, you know, show to your gestures, to the way you live, that your faith is able to change your heart. To change your heart to the point of you are able to do concrete action in your lives. And that's the challenge. It's the challenge that will lead us to holiness. So that's the food for thought for this week, the holiness that we are searching in our lives. Just want to say a word also, because we are in our time of the campaign, Catholic Appeal, the Bishop's Campaign. We heard last week the homily that was given by the video of Bishop Noonan, the Diocese of Orlando, introducing and telling of the many ministries in the diocese that are supported by the Catholic Appeal. So I thank all of you once again who helped or pledged either direct to the diocese from the letters you got in your home, online, and people also pledge online, or you did your pledge last Sunday. just a reminding for those who were not here last Sunday or who took their envelope home and are bringing, you can put that envelope on any of the collections basket today. And, you know, our goal is close to $155,000 for this year. And when we say goal, is that we must give that amount because it's distributed throughout the diocese, the parishes in the diocese. And we hope to collect that from the pledges and the gifts that are given. If we don't reach that, then we supplement the rest with from our budget, from the parish, from that we need. But I thank you for helping out. And if you have not yet pledged, consider that, you know, or you can even put a one-time donations, or you're seeing the envelope. I think there are envelopes in the pews and also pencils. You can make your pledge, and that could be done on one time, or it could be spread out, you know, in 10 monthly payments. It could be, I don't know, $10 a month, $20 a month. You know, I don't give amounts. It's just you see your possibilities, and we thank you for being able to help. If you're not able at the moment, you know, we pray, and we thank you as well for being part of this. Together, you know, we are able to, it's not a question of money, we're able to support the ministries. Being a missionary, many of us cannot go, you know, far away to help out. When we help with our support, financial support, we're becoming missionary as well, because we're allowing someone who can go to go and do that mission and evangelize and preach Jesus' message. And we are all part and responsible for that. So I thank you, and may God bless you for all your generosity.